Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I had a Mustang. I had 20s all around, and I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. Oh, yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang, how it was gold on the outside and it was white on the inside, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. Oh, yeah, I told you about that. I had tinted windows, and I had gold lights on the inside of my car. Oh, yeah, I know I told you about it. My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on my wheels, and they would say, "Wow, look at that Mustang go." So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass and we got finished with the mass. And I walked out and then I walked into the backyard behind the church and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Makes me feel fine.
was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Duncan yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. In the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine.
Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning. Take my time for you to help me run the belt again.
there were some girls in my... Well, a guy got up and hit a long fly ball, and the man ran to third base. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to try to run? Oh, well, I'm ready for him. And they throw it to our shortstop, and our shortstop throws the ball, and I catch the ball, and now I'm waiting on the runner. And he's coming, and I know he's coming, and I'm ready for him, and I'm going to tag him out, and he's going to be out, and he doesn't slide. He goes to plan B, which was run me over, and he runs me over, and I tag him out, but he steps on my foot. And then I jump up and I say, ow, shit, that hurt. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses. From T-shirts to ball caps, and from beanies to hoodies, yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee! The girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America, 'cause it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I wanna take you to South Central LA. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. Big O, I want the girls to know. 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. He started acting like the bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. He started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth. Ooh-wee! Ooh-wee! And the Asian women kind of smiled at me. And they looked and they bowed at me. And I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table. And she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go, 'cause my sister is gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know. So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand.
I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled on. I was riding through Compton, through the hood. I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shining like a black steel. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her name. She said, I'm Darlene. And I said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central L.A. to where I live, so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girl to know. 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled on. I went to Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the strand. I saw this white girl, she was sun-tanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. We ended up in South Central L.A., 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know, 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the spot. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled off. Texas, South Central LA to 65. Guess where I reside? 65 is where I reside. Six, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walk in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll. Rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome everybody to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk baseball, Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts and crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Yeah. Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Well, let's talk Major League Baseball. Right now, we're still in the middle of the season, and the teams are jockeying for first place position, or they're jockeying for playoff positions. So the American League stands like this. We got the New York Yankees in first place. We have the Houston Astros in second place. We have the Boston Red Sox in third place. We have the Toronto Blue Jays in fourth place. And we have the Minnesota Twins in fifth place. And that's the standing for the American Baseball League. Baseball League. And now let's talk about the National League. The National League, we have the New York Mets in first place. We have the Los Angeles Dodgers in second place. We have the San Diego Padres in third place. We have the Atlanta Braves in fourth place. And we have the Milwaukee Brewers in fifth place. That's how the Major League Baseball teams stack up right now in the middle of the season as they jockey for a playoff spot in the playoffs in the Major League Baseball. So that's G-Money's baseball report, sports report. Now, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. and we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
Thank you.
when I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the Internet and make you famous on YouTube.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is legit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Sarah High School in Gardena, California, is doing a fundraiser. And they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the Internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the community all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make,
the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I wrote for my listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the streets, and I want to invite everybody to listen to the town hall meeting. See, in the neighborhood, we had more kids from Western on the east side to Cimarron on the west side, and from 66th Street on the north side, no, on the south side, to Gage on the north side. And we had kids, I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us, and we grew up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball, and running track, because we all grew up in the YMCA. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into like 10 people on each side, and we would have 2 bases. And we would divide up into teams, and we would play team tag. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base. And so we would run, and that's where all of the guys developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other players on the other team. And we had some girls on the team that were really fast, like Kim Mitchell and Karen Mitchell, which was like my two sisters that grew up three houses from the corner of Gramercy, and they were real fast. I don't know how good their moves were, but they could outrun most of the guys on our block. And then we had Warren Warrior, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start like at the drop of a hat. He would come up as soon as you get ready to tag him, he would just freeze. And then you would go to tag him, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. He would stop and start real quick. And then we had a guy that lived on the corner in the 2000 block on 66th Street. His name was Chucky Thomas. And he could run real fast. He was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. And he would run, and it was hard to catch him. And then, of course, it was me. And I had my buddy Allen that was in the 20 block of 2000, the 2000 block on 65th Place. And we had a white boy. His name was Billy Consolo, William Consolo. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player. But he must have come home. He came to town and had sex with Billy's mother, and that's how Billy was born, because he never saw his daddy. His daddy didn't ever come and visit him or stay with him or anything. But my boy Billy was the only child, and he was a white boy, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother. And they bought him every toy that was imaginable. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. And we played with all kind of toys with Billy. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. We played that game. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock, and we'd pick teams, and then we'd play. And we would play until dark. We would run around even in the dark. So we played after we came in and did our homework, because, you know, Mama made sure we did our homework first. So we'd go inside and do our homework, and then we'd meet everybody outside about 5 o'clock. And we'd pick teams, and we play our team tag game. And we had a lot of kids that came from other neighborhoods, other blocks that wanted to play with our game. But we always picked the best players to be on our team because we knew who was fast, and we knew who could fake out people, and we knew people that had the testimony to be a good player. So we enjoyed that. That game was really good. And, well, usually Chucky and Warren would be the captains of the teams. But I would always get picked like one of the first guys. And then Kim would get picked as one of the first girls. And then we had another girl named Val. And she was in the 1900 block, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. Yeah, Bob was something else. She was about sixth or seventh grade. And she wore a wig, and she was going to school. She didn't go to our Catholic school, so I don't know where she went to school, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her, but I know she wore a wig. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. And she was just, she was real fast, though. They didn't really get away with her, get away from her while they were running from her. But, yeah, she was fun. She was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
The morning, rise and shine, late at night. G Money's a pimp, two dead boys. Yeah, got up to fight.
What the hell?
Back to back.
Watch yourself.
They faced each other.
And I'm butt naked.
They drew their swords.
What the fuck is going on?
And they shot each other.
What the hell?
The deaf policeman.
What? Are you serious?
Heard the noise.
Come on now.
And came and shot.
Oh, shit.
The two dead boys.
What the hell?
Now, if you don't believe
me,
this song is true.
Come on now.
Ask the blind man.
Now you know.
Cause he saw it too.
Come on now. This ain't like smoking weed.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and hear the words that I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year, 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I got to bounce like a rubber ball. I got to act like a banana and split. I got to act like a tree and leave. Oh, yeah, I got to get the hell on. So, but before I go, I want to acknowledge all the birthdays that are people celebrating their birthday today on June 29th, 2022. So, DJ Papa D, do we have any birthdays of any of my fan club members that have been following the radio show that we need to shout out and let everybody know it's their birthday?
Yes, we do. We have a few birthdays here. Happy birthday to Karisman Brown. Happy birthday to K. Andre Stewart, who is 52 years old. Happy birthday to Gardner Luciano, who is 51 years old. Happy birthday to Elaine W. Lee. Happy birthday to B.B. Pouncil Johnson. And happy birthday to Christopher Banks. Happy birthday to Greg Hampton, who is 52 years old today. Happy birthday to Lakeisha Lewis Vick. And last but not least, happy birthday to Baxter Atterbury and everyone else whose birthday is today, June 30th, 2022.
Today's June 29th, 2020. Your date's mixed up, DJ. All right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And we hope you celebrate it with the grace that God gave you, living and existing in this world, which is the blessing that he bestowed upon you to survive this long in this world of all kind of trials and tribulations. Well, may you be blessed and continually give him the glory and take care of yourself the best that you can as you exist on this planet under his guidance. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I say it's time for us to pray. Let us pray. Oh, I got to sing a birthday song for you. I almost forgot. Well, it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, y'all. Everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, June 29th, 2022. And also, I want to give a shout out to my main man here in Las Vegas. I want to give a shout out to the boxing world champion, Iron Mike, Mike Tyson. Today is his birthday. He turns 50 years old today. So I want to give Mike a shout out. What's up, Mike? Happy birthday, dog. I hope you're not beating nobody up, because you are too awesome to be punching on regular people. You need to be punching on people that want to box so you can knock them out and get credit for the knockout. But anyway, happy birthday, Mike Tyson. Michael Tyson from New York. It's your birthday, and you're going to get some tonight. I want to be there when you get it, but I don't know. You act up when you get some, so I don't know if I want to be in the vicinity of you and all your crazy girlfriends. I don't know. But celebrate your birthday anyway, buddy. I'm going to wish you the best of luck today as you're going to get out and get your groove on. And they're going to celebrate you in Vegas big time because it's your birthday and this is your home city. So but Mike Tyson, Iron Mike, and everybody else that's celebrating their birthday today. I want to say happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many, many more. Yes. All right. Now, it's time for us to pray. DJ Papa D, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership
in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.